Well, our moms think we're funny.
All right. Hey, everybody. Akomi here with another episode of Our Moms Think We're Funny. Yeah, you know, still just waiting to hear back if Turk's going to get back from his vacation. You know, it's getting a little bit weird. I actually, you know, went fishing the other day and was just kind of, you know, chilling, enjoying the this upcoming spring weather that we got, and, you know, just kind of having a good time. And I actually found a message in a bottle, and it was super weird because it was a message that was written by somebody like pretending to be Turk and saying, "Oh, help me, the pirates have got me, Akomi won't help me," all this weird stuff. It was pretty convincing. Like, they even managed to duplicate his handwriting pretty accurately. It was impressive. But, yeah, I'm not sure why somebody would, you know, hoax that up like that, but, yeah, it's whatever. But, yeah, you know, I decided this episode that I would do some bad fan fiction. You know, everybody knows I'm a huge fan of Sonichu. Everybody knows I like my bad webcomics and all that stuff. So I thought I would get started on something that I've been putting off for a lot of years. I want to read Tales Gets Trolled. I am not going to make it all the way through this. Not by a damn long sight, because I just went to talesgetstrolled.org, and my god, 27 and a half chapters. So, yeah, baby, and that's just the main series. There's side stories, there's extra stuff. Oh, there's a store. We're just gonna open that in a new tab and see what that's all about. That is exciting. But, yeah, you know, I have used these comic panels in, like, reaction pictures and meme reaction pictures and stuff for years. I have quoted stuff from this comic for years, stuff like, "Oh, I'm so mad, I'm gonna have sex with my girlfriend and then I won't be mad anymore," that kind of thing. And, you know, I thought it is high time that I just got started on reading this. I always kind of figured that eventually Turk and I would do this, but honestly, we always have so many other topics, and yeah, it. I feel like this is something that I would probably enjoy more than he does, so I don't really necessarily want to make him suffer, per se. Any more so than I usually do. I don't want to make him suffer extra. So, you know, I figured, well, you know, while he's off doing his thing, maybe we'll do an episode or two just reading through Tales Gets Trolled, and if this gets to be just too much, then maybe we can, like, look at some other bad fanfiction. I don't know. But yes, so without further ado, we're going to jump into chapter one here, and we are going to read Tales Gets Trolled. This is something that has a very similar level of notoriety to Sonichu. And, yeah, just somehow it has always been in my peripheral, but it is never something that I've actually engaged with reading, unlike Sonichu, and unlike a lot of bad Sonic fanfiction. It's just somehow I have never gotten around to this. But, you know, we did a bunch of random episodes, a bunch of random bad webcomics from the Bad Webcomics Wiki. I figured, you know what, let's just go with the bad webcomic. So yeah, here we go. Tales Gets Trolled. Let me put this sucker on full screen. And, you know what? I think, you know, a lot of the topics I do with these solo episodes, they're the kind of thing you need to have a good drink, to really power through it. I think pretty much every topic that I've covered has required alcohol. And, you know, that's just kind of understandable because at the end of the day, you know, I'm a borderline alcoholic, so, but yeah, this, just looking at this title page for chapter one, it's like, yeah, I think I'm gonna need to pour a shot to get this rolling. The poison of choice tonight is J&B blended Scotch whiskey. This is the brand of Scotch that Patrick Bateman would drink in American Psycho. So you know it's got to be good, right? You know, if it fits that yuppie lifestyle, then you know that's the good stuff. It's definitely not my favorite scotch, but my favorite scotch is quite a bit more expensive. So, as far as bottom shelf scotch, it's honestly not too bad. It's pretty smooth. It's pretty strong. So, yeah, you know, if you're wanting something that's not just going to burn every inch of the way down, then can't really recommend it enough. And like I said, you know, it's good enough for our boy Bateman, so. All right. Cheers and RIP to our sanity. Yeah, that's the stuff. All right. So, Tales Gets Trolled, we've got a nice title page here. Looks like this was probably colored in Photoshop, but you can tell that they just used a default brush, and they didn't turn the anti-aliasing off. So, if you don't turn your anti-aliasing off in digital art, and you bucket fill your colors, as they did here, then there's all these little, like, gray and white pixels that surround every line, and it just looks absolutely terrible. So, you definitely want to have your anti-aliasing off. You can also avoid this just by using something like Clip Studio Paint. A lot of their default brushes automatically have the anti-aliasing off, stuff like that. But, yeah, this is a very classic rookie mistake. very, very classic rookie mistake with beginning digital artists. But, yeah, I can already tell we are in for it. So, we've got a real default Windows font here for Tales Gets Trolled. Nice little Christmassy colors. Green on red. We've got Tails looking sad in the front. We've got Shadow looking all menacing like Vegeta. An evil version of Sonic. I'm assuming that's... he doesn't have the war paint, so he can't be Dark Spines. So maybe it's like a proto-Sonic.exe or something. We've got Silver looking completely like an NPC, just no facial expression. Knuckles looking on fleek there. Some anime-ass characters in the background that I don't recognize. Maybe they're OCs. I could not begin to tell you. Anime is really far outside of my wheelhouse, but no clue who they are. And of course, Mario and Luigi. You know, everybody's favorite Sonic characters. Mario and Luigi. It looks like he might have swiped their facial expressions from, like, maybe Smash 4. I don't know when this comic came out. I've done no research on this. All I know it for is the memes. So, yeah, this will be a learning experience for all of us. But, yeah, let's see why Tails is sad. All right, next page. I'm not going to linger too much on all of these pages. You know, this is kind of like Sonichu. It stands on its own. It's really difficult to do a legitimate critical analysis of something like Sonichu or like this, because it's just like, every page is bad. Like, with Liefeld, you can kind of dissect. It's like, well, this is exactly where this went wrong. With this, it's like, is this person even trying? But, it does look like Tails now has three tails, so congratulations, Tails. You're moving up in life. But yeah, let's see what's happening here. Tails is grinning and happy, and he says la 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 la, and then some evil faces are leering at him from in between these two rocks. And they say, ha ha ha, look at that noob. What a talentless looking fox. He says, what's that noise? Ha 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 ha. He says, who's there? And, oh shit, it's me! Looks like me and some blonde dude come out from behind the rocks. And, oh yep, it's me. Shit. I didn't realize they actually wrote me into this comic. This is embarrassing. He says, you're gay and a retard. You look so stupid, you're a noob, and you're such a retard that has no friends, and you're ugly. You should fix your ugly face of yours, retard. Yeah. Yeah, they put me in the comic. I don't know how these people know me. I don't think I've ever had any interaction with the creator of Tales Get Trolled, but the fact that they have a dumpy, white, bald guy with pasty skin and green eyes, and that sentence alone, it's like, yeah, shit, that's a Comey. All right, and so Homeboy says, yes, she's mad. You mad, you look mad, you stupid bitch. And then there's the famous meme reaction panel. Like, I think every millennial, and absolutely every Zoomer, but I think pretty much every millennial has seen that Tails reaction face, and I love it, and it's so good, it's so iconic. I didn't know it showed up in the story that early. And then apparently, Comic Akomi says, "You have no talent, you big retarded hoe." That also proves that it's me in this comic, because he's quoting the trumpet guy. You're nothing. You have no talent. You have no talent, you big retarded hoe. So Tails tears up and runs away with his three tails, which everyone knows Tails definitely has three tails. Yeah, all of that dialogue, that's just me on any given episode of the podcast. Turk shows me some person wilding online or being a dumbass, and that's pretty, like, you could just pretty much copy and paste that. That's just me on a roll. You're gay and a retard, you look stupid, you're a noob, you're such a retard that has no friends, you're ugly, you should fix your ugly face of yours, retard. You mad, you look mad, you stupid bitch, you have no talent, you big retarded hoe. That is amazing. Alright, so now Tails is crying to Sonic. Good lord, Sonic's got a lot of spikes. He's got like twice as many spikes as he's supposed to have. And Shadow is, I don't know if he's reading a newspaper or what, but Shadow says, and Tails is crying, and yeah, Tails, you're an ugly crier, homeboy. And Shadow, looking really bored, says, what's he crying about now? Sonic says, he has been getting trolled. You know how it is. They're calling Tails gay and shit, and he can't take it. Yo, how have I put this off for so long? I've been depriving myself. It's how I felt when I started watching Breaking Bad. It's like, shit, I put this off for years? If I'd have known how much I was going to enjoy it, I would have just done it. And then Sonic gives Tails some advice here. Let's see what he says. The way to stop a troll is to become his friend. As his friend, you can show him the right path. And Shadow here seems to share my sentiment. That is bullshit. Don't listen to him. That won't work. Sonic says, how would you deal with a troll, Shadow? And Shadow says, I'll show you. Fuck you, trolls. Did they, like, legitimately lift that out of a Chris Chan video? Because I know I've seen Chris do that. I know for a fact I've seen Chris Chan do that more times than once. Of just flipping off the camera. Fuck you, trolls. That's amazing. How is that not a reaction panel? They, like, everybody uses the Tails picture, but they don't use fuck you, trolls. Oh, man. This is great. This is amazing. Sonic says, there is no need for any bloodshed. This problem can be solved without any villains. And Tails says, okay. Shadow goes back to his newspaper and says, Sonic, sometimes there is need to do what's needed. If it was up to me, Eggman would be dead and we would never have to worry. Good advice. Thanks, Dad. God, this lettering and layout, like, they're not trying to make sure that their letters all fit on the same line. Like, good God, if like, I guess this has to be a let's read. Like, you guys just need to be reading this along with me, because, like, good Lord, you're cheating yourself by not looking at this on screen. Sonic says, them people that trolled Tails are just misunderstood kids. Tails, come, I will talk to these kids and stop this hate with kindness. yo, Tails is like as tall as Sonic here, and Sonic's kind of looking like Brian Griffin from Family Guy. Shadow rolls up his newspaper and says, that's not gonna work, Sonic. Tails, trust me when I say this. I know what I'm talking about. And Tails says, oh, I better get closer to the mic, because Tails says it's really loud. Maybe Sonic is right. There we go, that blew out the audio. That's what I was hoping for. Gotta fix my soundproof foam now. Shadow says, go ahead, leave. You will find out the hard way. And Tails takes off at supersonic speeds, as he does, because, you know, he's known to be able to do that. That's another one. How are they not getting meme reactions out of every single page of this? This is incredible. And Shadow says in the final panel as our heroes depart, dumbass will learn, comma. This is great. I don't even have any, like, contribution or feedback to give to this. This is incredible. This is too much. It's like a flashbang. Like, the comic is doing all the work for me. I don't have to make it funny. Oh, I'm not going to get in trouble if I read that. I know, like, the two times that we've dropped this word in the podcast, Turk has had it censored out, so I guess I won't read it. I mean, Turk's not here. Yeah, no, I won't. I won't read that. I would, but yeah, it's Turk's podcast too. But Tails gets trolled version of Comey says, "And you're a little F slur that has no friends. You retarded mushroom." This bully is based. And Sonic runs up and says, hey, what you guys said to my friend was really hateful, and I would like if you said sorry. And then this mystery man, it can't be Turk because he's white and he's wearing a pink shirt. I wear the pink shirts in our little situation. But he says, hey man, look, that dumbass fox brought his gay friend to talk to us. Sonic says, I'm not gay, I have a girlfriend, and I would like it if this conflict to end in peace. Sorry, they changed the font size on that. These guys had to have read Sonichu. There's too much overlap. Like, whoever made this had to have read Sonichu. I'm almost positive that this is one of those, like, stylistic suck things where it's like, it's bad on purpose. I'm pretty sure I remember reading that. I could be wrong. We may have to look into that, but I really want to say that this is like an ironic thing. It's not an unironic comic, but I don't know. But then, a Comey bully says, oh, look, the talentless blue Pokemon wants to end this in peace. You're a retarded F-slur that has no friends and you're ugly, noob. Trollalalalalalala. Sonic says, you must not know who I am. I have a lot of talent and I have lots of friends. One of my friends is right beside me, and for what you're saying isn't true, so I am not offended by your hateful comments. And the bully says, retard, you're so stupid. Sonic says, why don't we just be friends? This is stupid. There's like no punctuation in these word balloons. No punctuation whatsoever. This is crazy. You know, usually I try to provide some, like, constructive criticism to stuff, and I've even done that with, like, some of Chris Chan's stuff. I did an entire podcast that I never wound up posting on, like, the merits of Chris Chan's art style, and I didn't post it because it just felt a little too esoteric. But it's like, there are ways that Chris could improve on his art style without, like, having to rebuild it from the ground up. I don't even know if I could do that here. Like, this is just a train wreck. But if it's one of those things that's bad on purpose, then it's like, well, you can't really fix that, you know? It's like, just like how you can't really fix something like the Rollerblade 7 or whatever. It's just bad. Alright, so Sonic says, why don't we just be friends? A Comey bully says, I bet your girlfriend is a stupid cow and the town slut. She really knows how to take it like a man. I feel called out. I feel like they literally just, like, got this guy's dialogue from me. And then Sonic scowls. He's no longer trying to kill them with kindness. I guess because they dissed on Amy or something. And Akomi Bully says, your girlfriend's a stupid hoe, and because of that, you're gay with that retarded fox. Shit, don't call this Comic Tales Gets Trolled. Just call this Akomi Meets Furries. So then Sonic says, I'm going to ignore what you just said and ask you one more time. Let's end this hate and become friends. And the bully, of course, says, your girl is a bitch and you're a retard. And then Sonic gets evil look in his eyes and says, Tails, let's get out of here. And Tails says, okay. And then Knuckles, looking like he is on some good crack, he is on some shit right there. It's just, I'm telling you, man. Caption then says, afterwards. You know, fix your lettering layout, it clears up a lot of confusions. And then Knuckles says, hey, Sonic, you're back. How's it going? And then there's the other classic reaction meme picture. I'm so mad, I'm gonna have sex with my girlfriend so I won't be so mad. It's so much better in context. I've seen that picture 100 million times on iFunny, and I had never read this in context. It's much, much funnier this way, knowing that it was just 3 pages of a guy who looks like me saying, you're a gay retard, and your girlfriend's an even bigger gay retard. This way, you're a gay retard with the gay retarded fox. Like, it's so funny. And then I guess these are like all little speed lines as Sonic is like storming away in a huff. This is so good. So Shadow, who of course is the coolest Sonic character, says, okay, I'm gonna take a random guess and say you guys failed with that peace crap. Tails says,
you was right, Shadow.
Shadow says, I fucking knew it. Knuckles says, what are you guys talking about? Shadow says, they have been getting trolled. Next page. Knuckles, I don't know. I don't know what version of Knuckles they're drawing here, but like, this is like gas station tweaker Knuckles. Like, he's gonna be hitting you up at the pumps asking if you got any change, like, help a veteran get home on the bus or something. Like, good grief, he looks dangerous, man. Oh, Tails, Knuckles says, you have nothing to worry about. Shadow is good at dealing with these trolls. I've seen it. Tails says, all right, Shadow, can you help me deal with these haters? Shadow says, okay, listen closely. I'm gonna show you how to defeat a troll, so you will know how to do it yourself. You guys will only watch me. You will not speak. That may make it harder. Do you understand that? Tails says, yes, understood. Shadow says, all right, let's go. Tails, lead me to them bastards. Tails says, great, you can teach them who's boss. And then they make an album cover pose, and Shadow says, ha 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 ha. Like, you know, make that shit black and white, stamp a parental advisory sticker over it. You got, like, hardest album of 2024 right there. That's great. And Knuckles is still just, like, grinning like a fool. I mean, like, if you play the games, Knuckles is not a very happy man. He doesn't, like, grin a whole lot. Alright, next page. Oh my god, we're only 7 pages in? Oh man. And the bully is back. Homeboy is back in the house. Akomi, of the Tales Gets Trolled universe right back at it. You know, if I put on another 30 pounds, that would... He just like me for real, you know? That's all I'm saying. So, Akomi Bully says, "Hey, do you see that? It looks like a group of Pokemon coming at us." "Oh shit, it's that retarded fox again, and he brought two of his gay friends." And, you know, they're just asking for trouble here, because it's Shadow. Shadow is, like, the school shooter of the Sonic universe. So, I can't wait to see how this goes. Shadow says, "Hello, dickheads. So you're the trolls I heard about." Akomi Bully says, "Oh, how cute. It knows how to talk. You're a retard that is an F-slur that has no talent. And you really are ugly, even for a Pokemon." Shadow's just dishing it right back out. He's bullying him right back. He says, "Hey, it looks like you ate a little too much KFC, fat fuck." And then, kind of an L for a Akomi Bully here, because he says, "Well, you're stupid and you have no friends." I feel like I could have held my own a little bit better than Shadow there. But it's also kind of a weak retaliation on Shadow's part, because he's just staying, like, right in the same vein. "You need to cut down on the McDonald's, fat ass." Like, he just repeated the same insult, but in a slightly different way. So, okay, that was a weak round for both of them. Tails says, "Hey, is that how you stop a troll?" Knuckles says, "No, he's just baiting them right now." And then, like, Mystery Blonde Dude says, "Hey, inbred donkey, you're so ugly, and your friend is ugly too." I don't understand these random font size changes. I don't get it. That's what makes me think this was, like, intentionally bad and ironic, because, like, there's literally, A, nobody spells inbred as E-M-B-R-E-A-D-E-D, so, like, literally nobody makes that mistake, but also, like, why would you change the font size of your T and your O and your other O? I feel like this has to be, this has to be done ironically, but I don't know. I hope it's not. I hope this is, like, oh so sincere. Shadow says, "For a inbred donkey, I can sure fuck your mom hard." And he gives him the finger. And then Akomi Bully says, "Shut up, you're a retarded noob that's stupid and ugly." I mean, at a certain point with this stuff, like, you just gotta throw hands, you know? Like... Oh, well, at least Shadow's calling it out. Shadow says, "Only retarded people and fat retarded people repeat the same insults." Akomi Bully says, "You're stupid. You don't know anything, you dumb F-slur." And then Shadow zooms up to him, and Akomi's eyes lose all color, and Shadow winds back and caves his face in, which is exactly what I said last page, so, you know... Props to me. I called it, like, if you're both just, like, screaming the same insults at each other back and forth, then, you know, you might as well just throw hands. Now, I will say, though, a bit of a double standard here on Shadow's part, because he said only retarded people and fat retarded people repeat the same insults, but Shadow did say, "Oh, you ate too much KFC, fat ass," and then immediately after said, "Oh, you need to lay off the McDonald's, fat ass," so he repeated the same insults, so I guess he is a fat retard too. Just gonna throw that out there. Anyway, he drops Akomi Bully like a sack of hammers. And Shadow says, "What do you got to say now, you stupid fucking troll?" And Mystery Man here says, "I was just joking about what I said about you and your friend before." And then Shadow kicks him in the face, breaking his nose and causing blood to spurt out of his mouth. And Tails says, "Shadow, what are you doing?" And Shadow says, "They can't troll you if they're dead." And he pulls out a big-ass knife. This is gonna be so funny. Is Shadow's legit gonna kill these guys? Oh, no. Oh, yep. I was going to say, it looks like Tails might talk him out of it, but no, I just looked ahead a little bit. Tails says,
"Wait, there must be another way to deal with these trolls. I can't let you kill them."
And Shadow says, "There isn't. You remember what happened when you guys tried peace? You can't talk to them. They're too oblivious." And the blonde guy says, And Tails, with the most emotional face I've ever seen, just such a great facial expression there, Tails says,
"But..."
Knuckles says, "He's right, Tails." And then Shadow slices into his throat, killing him brutally. So, you know, the lesson here, kids, is if somebody calls you, you know, gay or retarded, then just, you know, slit their throat. Just murder them right there on the spot. You know, if calling them, like, you know, if they call you a gay retard and you call them a fat retard, but they still just keep going, then obviously the only other solution is to literally murder them. That tracks. That makes perfect sense. So Tails looks away in abject terror. And Shadow says, "Now for the other one." And looks like Shadow's going to kill the comic version of Akomi. Finally, if only I could be so lucky in real life. Ah. And Bully Akomi says, "I'm sorry, I won't troll again, I promise." And Shadow lifts up the knife and stabs him in the heart and says, "Too late for that, fucker." And Akomi Bully says, See, I'm not raising my voice for the screams because it's all in the same font size, so, you know. And then he runs the knife from the bully's heart into his face, and he says, "Fucker." And, you know. Meanwhile, just like to contextualize this further because it's so funny, it's just like, we already know Sonic just stormed off to have sex with his girlfriend, so we won't be so angry. So while this is going on, Sonic is just clapping cheeks. Pretty hilarious. So then we smash cut to... You know, don't you hate when this happens, when, like, your friend just murders two people and you have to help him bury the bodies? But we smash cut to it being later at night. Our three protagonists, question mark, have... are standing together holding shovels, and Knuckles says, "Man, it took a long time burying that fat guy. It's really late." Shadow says, "Yeah, remind me next time to not kill such a fat person." Tails says, "I'm going home, I'll see you guys later." And they cheerily wave him away as he leaves. "Bye, this was fun, we should do this more often." And Shadow says, "Bye." And Knuckles says, "Hey, Shadow, wanna get high?" And Shadow says, "You know I do." And they clang their shovels together and they both say, "Hi, Shovel." We smash cut to a silhouetted figure. Two silhouetted figures, one of them on his knees in front of the other. The larger one says, "What's the problem?" "Sir, two of our trolls have gone missing." The shadowy figure says, "Find out who's doing this and take them out." And then we cut to this weird anime looking dude and he says, "Yes, sir." Wow, we're still in chapter one, man. So the sun is rising, Tails is asleep using a rock as a pillow. Just a line of Z's there, and Sonic runs up. "Tails, wake up!" Tails says, "What?" Sonic says, "You, Knuckles, and Shadow went and beat up them trolls, didn't you?" Tails says, "No." Sonic says, "Oh." And Tails says, "Shadow killed them." Sonic says, "What?" Tails says, "You don't understand, he pulled a knife on them." Sonic says, "Well, if Shadow killed them in defense, I guess it's fine." Tails says, no. Shadow pulled out the knife and stabbed them to death. There was a lot of blood. Sonic says, I'll be right back. I'm gonna talk to Shadow. And Tails, who looks like Tails is the one who got high, good lord. Tails says, okay, I'm gonna go back to sleep now, good night. Caption box says, back to Knuckles. Knuckles is also sleeping with a big line of Z's. And he wakes up and says, man, what happened? I don't remember anything about after Shadow killing those trolls. And then we cut over to Rouge the Bat in bed with Knuckles, and she's drooling all over herself. And he says, yes! And then it cuts over, and Donkey Kong is also in bed with the... and Knuckles says, what the fuck? And Donkey Kong says, banana. A classic line immortalized by Grant Kirkhope in Donkey Kong 64. Oh, banana. Man, I have totally compromised the structure of my soundproof foam. I'm not all about that. Not crazy about that. Oh, shit, I'm making it worse. Making it worse. Alright. See, like, that was a very intentional joke. Like, that makes me think that there was some level of self-awareness with this. There had to be. Back to Shadow. Somebody approaches Shadow and steps on a leaf. Shadow says, Sonic, go away. I'm trying to sleep. I'll hear your bitching later. And then we get this weird anime dude. And he says, I'm not this Sonic person you speak of. Shadow opens his eyes and says, who are you? He reaches up to the sword on his back and draws the sword. Shadow, of course, pulls his gun. It's what I said, school shooter vibes, you know? So they're holding each other, one at gunpoint, one at sword point. Shadow says, now I'll ask you again, who are you? This weird mystery anime dude says, I know you killed them trolls. What are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about, says Shadow. I asked around, and someone saw you last night high as shit with a shovel, so that pretty much tells me you killed them. This guy's a good detective. Really good detective. I would love to get this character's name. Is there like a wiki or something? I mean, I know there's got to be a wiki, but is there like something on the page itself? Anime dude says, before you shoot, I'll tell you this, Shadow. They are on your trail. It's only a matter of time. Shadow says, they don't scare me. And, oh my god. So, the anime guy narrows his eyes. Shadow levels the gun at him, and we hear, hey! Shadow turns around and says, who said that? And Mario comes up, his fist on fire, like in Smash Brothers. And he says, which one of you trolled Toad? I'm going with the Lou Albano version. I don't want to try to do the Charles Martinet version. Although, Charles Martinet is a wonderful, wonderful man. I'm very, very grateful to have met him at GalaxyCon. Love him to death. He is such a wholesome fucking person, like one of the sweetest dudes I've ever met. So God bless you, Martinet, but I gotta lean towards Lou Albano. I'm not doing good voices with any of this. I'm kinda keeping it low volume, you know, not projecting or really putting my diaphragm into any of this. but yeah, anyway, so mystery anime dude says he trolled your friend. And Shadow says, what? Mario throws the fireball. Die! It rockets in between the two combatants. And Shadow says, shit, he's getting away. We're treated to a beautiful action shot of the guy running away. And then Shadow says, fuck, he's gone. Mario says, get ready to die, troll. Shadow says, "You don't know the story. I'm not a troll, but the guy that got away is." Mario says, "And that guy's friends are the people who trolled your friend, but I killed them two trolls." Oh no, that's still Shadow, sorry. "And that guy's friends are the people that trolled your friend, but I killed them two trolls. But there's more trolls. I don't know how many." Mario says, "I believe you. I'm gonna deal with these trolls myself. Now I'll be leaving you." Shadow says, "I think I got to tell Sonic about this. I think he needs to know that Tails might be a target." Oh my god, how long is chapter one? Oh hey, but we do have a timeline up here. I didn't realize the date was at the top of the page. So this is from 2011. So wow, almost 13 years. It's 12 years old right now, but it's like this year in October will be its 13th anniversary. That's crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Shadow says, "All right there, Sonic. Here comes his bitching. I know Tails bitched out and told him." Sonic says, "Why did you kill them trolls? There was no bloodshed needed, Shadow. I said not to bring any villains in this." Oh, just a wall of dialogue, God! Shadow says, "There is something I need to talk about, so why don't you just shut the fuck up and listen? And for one, villains was the only way to shut them up. Peace didn't work." Sonic says, "You should feel bad for what you did. It was wrong. I don't want to see slash hear about this again." Shadow says, "Man, shut up. You need to stop thinking you're everyone's boss. I can do what the fuck I like, and I'm glad them fuckers are dead. They needed to die. And if you would have been more like me, Eggman would also be dead. So don't give me this no bloodshed shit. What I did was needed." Tails says, "Guys, stop it. Please don't fight." And Shadow does his apparently favorite move, and he flips Sonic off. "Fuck you, Sonic." And Tails, still with three tails, points and says, "Who are those guys?" And, wow. We've got anime dude, we've got, some dude with a ball cap, some weird little alien critter in a hoodie, and, even grosser, fatter troll. God, this is amazing. I gotta pour another drink. This is too good. This is too good. If we can finish the first chapter, then... You know, if we can finish the first chapter, then maybe I'll try to do a little bit of research here. But, I don't know how long this goes on for. 16 pages, that's a lot for a webcomic. So, the ginger with the big nose says, "The blue F slur is mine," and then he Naruto runs at Sonic. Sonic says, "I have a girlfriend." He blocks the guy's kick and says, "Tails, go get Knuckles." Tails says, "Okay, Sonic." That would also be a good reaction image. Yeah, I'm not sure why we only know, like, two panels from this in particular. But Tails takes off. Shadow's blocking a punch and just casually pointing a gun at the dude's face. Hoodie dude. He says, "You're lucky Sonic is here or I would kill you." I don't know why that would stop Shadow, but... Back to Tails. Knuckles says, "So you're telling me you wasn't drunk or fucked up in any way when you had sex with me and that monkey?" Whoa, Nux, chill, bruh. Tails runs up, covered in sweat.
"Sigh, sigh. Shadow and Sonic are being attacked by these trolls."
Knuckles says, "There's more of them? Oh, this should be good." Tails, once again, just greatest facial expression ever, says,
yeah, let's hurry, I don't want to miss any of this. And then they take off.
It's kind of adorable. He's trying really hard for a dynamic angle, but first of all, the panel's way too small, so he doesn't fit their full bodies in, which, with an action shot, you want to have the full body in the action shot, but also, he clearly, like, that ain't, like, his depiction of Tails isn't atrocious in that panel. It ain't good, but, like, I understand the angle he's going for there, but he obviously didn't know how to draw Knuckles gliding at that angle, so. But anyway, yeah, so Tails runs, Knuckles glides, they take off. The same exact Ginger with the big nose says, you are an F-slur that likes taking Miracle Whip in the face like an F-slur ho. You're such a retard that sucks on dinosaur nipples. this has got to be, self-aware. Hold on. I'm stopping now. I was gonna wait till the end of the chapter, but, was Tails Gets Trolled... there we go. Top Google search result. Was Tails Gets Trolled ironic? I mean, the Tails Gets Trolled wiki says Tails Gets Trolled is a post-ironic masterpiece, an Iliad for the digital age. It's a clusterfuck of revenge fantasy, shonen anime, and self-aware deviant art humor, and you owe it to yourself as a citizen of the internet to read it. So it was written by Laserbot, later assisted by his brother Embergram. Oh, it's still going on? No way. Just scrolling here. So it started gaining traction through Something Awful, which is exactly how Chris Chan was discovered. Oh, there's an audiobook version! Yo! So that doesn't actually tell us. I just need to know, like, because all of this is saying that it's extremely self-aware, but, like, I don't know. If it is self-aware, then it's a little bit disappointing, because I think it's funnier when it's, like, Sonichu and that shit's, like, completely unironic. But at the same time, it's, like, if this is ironic, they've executed it so well. And that kind of puts it in the realm of, like, Aspirchu, which is, like, making fun of Sonichu. It's, like, to be able to be bad on purpose, but still that iconic, that's crazy. So, no matter how you slice it, it's, like, it's whether it's ironic or not, it's, like, legitimately good. So there's there's a Reddit article where somebody's talking about how it's a legitimately good webcomic. They do say, this is not Sonichu 2.0. If Sonichu is a bad Saturday morning cartoon, Tails Gets Trolled is that weird anime you would watch on Adult Swim. If you want a better example, you're laughing at Sonichu while you'll be laughing at and with Tails Gets Trolled. While they have a lot of similarities, especially at the beginning, Tails Gets Trolled evolves into something much different. So, okay. So, yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and say I believe that there's enough self-awareness here. I think the artist is doing this on purpose. Like, that's my takeaway from it. Because otherwise, there's, like, there's no way that, like, somebody's just going to randomly change their font sizes midway through and stuff like that. So, yeah. So, it's kind of, it's not exactly like The Room or something where the creator legitimately thinks that they're onto something great. It is, I think that guy on Reddit had it perfectly right. This is very much so like an Adult Swim thing of like, yeah, we're gonna make this weird and stupid on purpose, but it's good. It's really, really good. So yeah, he makes the line about dinosaur nipples. Sonic says, "Shadow, don't say anything. I got this. Just don't talk." Shadow says, "Oh, this should be good. I can't wait to see you fail." Sonic says, "Okay, look, this little troll thing you're doing isn't proving anything. You're not doing anything but hurting others. You get nothing out of it." The hoodie dude says, "I bet your girlfriend knows how to suck my big hairy balls like a pro. I heard your girlfriend is a slutty bitch." Sonic says, "Do not talk about my girlfriend." The fat blobby dude says,
"She's a bitch that fucks all the F slurs in town, because that bitch of yours has a dick."
Oh no, sorry, I'm kicking over my water bottles. Sonic says, "You shut the fuck up." Oh yeah, now we're getting like the Dark Spines. If this was 2001, when did Dark Spines Sonic come out? It was Sonic and the Secret Rings. I think that was 2008. If I have that right, then I'm more autistic than I thought. 2007. Whew! Oh! Oh man. I was about to get that V card back, man. Good grief. Still, I was only off by a year. So, yeah, if this was 2011, yeah, okay, Darkspine Sonic would have been a thing. Alright. So, Ginger Boy says, "Your girl goes around fucking all the F-slurs with her man penis. They call her Big Daddy." At which point, Sonic turns a darker shade of blue. His quills stand up. He looks evil. And Shadow says, "Well, that was fast. Sonic failed so bad." At which point, Sonic begins radiating dark energy. I mean, I almost enjoyed this more, thinking that it was, like, an honest thing, because, like, I can just picture some kid actually getting bullied like this in school, and this is just his, like, his revenge porn comic that, like, gets him off of, like, "I'm gonna kill those bullies." And, weird anime dude says, "It was nice knowing you guys. Goodbye." The ginger guy says, "Where are you going?" "Sigh, whatever, he's just a noob." Darkspine Sonic grins menacingly and begins approaching them. The hoodie dude says, "Where he go?" At which point Sonic kicks him through the torso and he says, And then Sonic cuts him in half with his foot. He kicks him hard enough to cut him in half. The bully says, "No, why did you kill him? I love him." Yeah, you know. God, how long is this first chapter? This is brutal. Sonic punches the ginger guy into the skull, just caves the skull in, and he falls back, blood spraying everywhere. Sonic is still grinning, and at this point, Shadow has handily dispatched of the fat bully with his knife. And says, "Don't worry, man, I killed the fat one. It's all cool, man. I know all about the taste for blood." And Sonic falls to his knees and says, "Shit, I failed." Tails says, "Crap, we are late. I missed everything." Knuckles says, "Sonic, that's so awesome." Shadow says, "Sonic, thank you for proving that peace isn't shit. When it comes to trolls, You're a good friend. I got the cadence and delivery on that all wrong, but there's so little punctuation here. Sonic says, fuck you, Shadow. Now why don't you tell me why them trolls came after us? Shadow says, that's what I was trying to tell you while you was bitching. The troll with the sword talked about how there was more trolls after us. By the sound of it, there's a group of trolls. A cult of some sort. C-O-L-T, cult. But there's something different about this troll. He hasn't insulted anyone so far. These people are after me and Tails, I'm assuming. It's best if we fight them, Sonic. Sonic says, no, I'm not going to be drawn into your little troll fight you're having, Shadow. Leave me out of this. Shadow says, fine. Whatever. Okay, we're on page 20. Real quick, because we are rapidly approaching the hour mark, I'm going to say, how many pages in Tails gets trolled chapter 1. Okay. Oh, only 21 pages. Well, that's just about perfect then. So then we cut over to Silver. So, Silver, grinning very, very happily, says, ah, everything is great today. Nothing can mess this up. And then some goth guy? They, them? Some goth non-binary approaches and says, hey, you're awful lonely. You must be a looser or something. I can only imagine how it must feel to not have a family, even if they hated you. I mean, just by looking at you, I can tell that your parents must have wanted to get rid of you before you was old enough to speak. It must suck being you. I love this world. I adore this world that, like, literally all these bullies exist to do is just walk up to Sonic characters and start bullying them, and not even cleverly. It's not like an intelligent, like, dissection or destruction of their characters. It's just walking up and going, yeah, your parents hate you, you're retarded, and you're gay. Fuck you. Like, it is so good. Silver says, I'm sorry, who are you? I'm assuming, man, I don't know. It's got muscles, but it's got hips, and the hips don't lie. I'm gonna say it's a dude. So goth dude says, but time after time, you wish you was Sonic, someone with friends and a life. It is truly sad that pieces of shit are born in this world without a meaning. Silver says, you don't know me. He lights up a cigarette because, you know, the worst people in the world smoke cigarettes. He says, you're right, no one does. The only girl in your life must feel sorry for you, I know I do. I bet countless times your father wanted to never have you. But hey, you can't live life saying, what if? What if I have talent? What if my parents didn't hate me? What if someone loved me? No point of saying what if. Your life is meaningless, and it will be until the day you die. I'm sorry, I didn't know that the troll army had Hannibal Lecter on their team, just immediately psychologically dissecting him and saying the exact right combination of words to make him commit suicide. I don't know what brand he's smoking here, but that cigarette filter is like 2/3 of the cigarette, so, you know, he's gonna burn through that fucker in about 3 minutes. And he turns away and says, good luck with having a meaningless existence with only one thing that will make you feel better. Your hand. Oh, that's pretty good. And Silver screams in rage and says, Here we go, page 21, so this should be... Yeah, this is the final page of the chapter. Good lord, man. So now we have two bullies just bullying a Goomba. Why? Why? So they're standing over this Goomba's tears are pooling up in its eyes, and they say, haha, look at that dumbass noob always feeding. You're the worst bad guy of all time. You just walk around like a retard. Only moron idiots like you walk off cliffs. Man, I would hate to be your boss stuck with fucking dumb non-existing creatures. The other bully says, you tell that small ballsack looking motherfucker that he's a little punk bitch and there'll be nothing more than some stupid monster. Yeah, you stupid monster. And then Mario and Luigi roll up, because I guess they hate bullies. I don't think they would really care if somebody was bullying a Goomba in the games, but, you know, whatever. He says, yeah, what the fuck are you anyways, you damn abomination? Lol, he's got a big mouth. I bet he's good at, you know, sucking. At which point Mario and Luigi proceed to murder the bullies, because, you know, why wouldn't they? Luigi just stomps in the skinny dude's head, grinds it into pulp beneath his feet. And Mario whips out a gigantic hammer. The bully says, you're one fat looking fat guy, and Mario proceeds to immediately kill him with the hammer, viciously. And that was Chapter 1, Tails Gets Trolled. My god, this was a flashbang. I do feel pretty strongly after reading that, and after, you know, reading some other people's opinions on it, I do think that the writer had some self-awareness. Like, I don't think this was just revenge fantasy, because ain't no way. Like, if this person were for real, then it would be a worse situation than Chris Jan, but I think there's enough of, like, a wink and a nod to the camera that it's like, yeah. We good. But, what can I say? I love this. I love the stylistic suck. The art is bad. The spelling is atrocious. The grammar's atrocious. The like, you was right, Sonic, and stuff like that. Like, hilarious. The reaction pictures and stuff, hilarious. And like I said, I think the funniest aspect of it for me is, you know, these bullies, these trolls, are just literally, like, me at a furry convention. It's just like, oh, there's Silver the Hedgehog. I'm just going to walk up and tell him that, like, he's a disappointment to his parents and life is meaningless. It's just hilarious. Like, these trolls operate the way I do when I'm intentionally doing no effort. When it's like, you know what, I'm not going to try to be smart or clever here, so I'm just going to call him a gay retard. And, like, it works. It's funny. This was super good. So I do think I'm going to try reading Chapter 2. So I'm going to take a quick breather. We will come back for Part 2 here. And, hope you guys enjoyed. This has been Tails Gets Trolled. You know, we may do a full read-through one of these days, but, you know, right now, I think we're gonna just take a quick, deep breath. We'll come back for Part 2, so I will catch you guys in just a minute.
All right there, folks, that was Our Moms Think We're Funny. Let's give him a hand.